Hey, 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 guys. Good morning. It's Sunday morning, and we're in this BR. I'm kidding. But anyways, thank you guys for joining the Loving Spirit Experience. I am the Loving Spirit, Eureka. I hope that everyone is having a great Sunday morning, and we're just going to start it off real nice and smooth, guys. So, I just want to say thanks, guys, just for tuning in. I want to say, hey, you know, let's be grateful and thankful just for how many breaths that we take every single day and just for us having our limbs and being able to hear and see and feel and touch. And I hope that everybody's families is doing okay, especially during this time of COVID. But anyways, let's just get right to it. So today's episode, guys, is going to be based off of forward movement. All right. So forward movement is always a good thing. You know, you're traveling to your deepest root, your authentic way, the true you. One of the challenges in life is forward movement. It can be difficult to experience internal conflict with present evolving self, you know what I'm saying, and past self. So, like, it's pretty much a battle, a daily battle every day with who you have become, have wisened to be, versus who you used to be. But yet, it is possible to overcome feeling lost. Now, a lot of times during forward movement, you will feel lost. That is a normal thing. You are not doing things that you used to do anymore. It does not resonate with your soul anymore. It is lessons that you have learned so you can move past that. You've increased in knowledge, so it's time to push forward. The body is kind of shaken up by that. And yeah, you know, just embrace it. Embrace the shock of the new, the untraditional side of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like the things that once were, how can I say? I guess like buried somewhere. Like, okay, for example, every holiday you might go over to your grandmother's house. You might go over to your family's house. It is a traditional thing to do. But what if you were untraditional? What if this year you end up, instead of you putting your tree right side up, why, how about you put it upside down? Type of thing. You know, get out of that comfort zone. And that's pretty much what forward movement is. It's like you're pushing into the unknown. You don't know what's out there, but you know what? Let's just start stepping. You know what I'm saying? You never know. It's always great opportunities out there for you. It's just up to you if you want to seek them. You know, there are so many different opportunities, like I was saying, you know, and, you know, remember when one door closes, another one opens, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, prepare yourself. Like, it's time to discover these lost pieces of yourself that you swept underneath the rug somehow. But, you know, now forward movement, you know, it will move you towards letting go. It consists of shedding old skin, accepting emotions and releasing them. Releasing bad habits or routines that cause blockages, you know, to your third eye, to whatever it is that you're supposed to be actually seeing beyond the visual. You know, forward movement will cause you not to wear a mask anymore. You don't have to hide who you are. If you got seven different personalities, baby, you got seven different personalities. What can anybody say to you? Is that a problem? No, but you're accepting self, which is a sense of forward movement. You don't have to listen to the old ways of thinking or the, let's say, limited setups that you have for yourself mentally, right? Or emotionally, you know, or physically, or spiritually. Using your gifts for the highest good, that that is my one right there. That has a lot to do with forward movement. You know, it could have been times maybe about 10 years ago or 7 years ago, how many ever years ago it was for you, where you probably were in an immature state, honey. You probably was not the best person. You were probably not the person that everybody came to for advice. You probably had a lot of impulsive actions, but guess what? Now that you've learned all those lessons, now that you've built those blocks within yourself, now that you put that work into yourself, now you're able to use your gifts for the highest good. Don't look back either, okay? Stay here in the present. Really enjoy the present moments of today. I cannot stress that enough either. You know, enjoying your present moment is very, very importante, okay? Importante. Enjoy all of the lovely moments that you have today. Today is very important. You can't get back time from the past, right? You can't freaking time travel to the future right now. So, you know, enjoy these moments right now when you wake up in the morning, whatever breakfast that you decide to eat, like take each bite and just really enjoy those moments. Enjoy breakfast with your friends. Enjoy maybe, you know, spending time with your dog or your animals or your kids. Just enjoy the moments of today. It is like a really big important thing. That's how you end up living your life, really expressing what it is to live, is living in the present day. So, you know, just remember, guys, you know, take note, living in the past will only keep you stuck in a mental prison. Who wants to go to mental purgatory? Raise your hand. Right. I didn't think that anybody was raising their hands, because I definitely did not raise my hand. You know, heal those wounds. You know what I'm saying? Release false core beliefs of self and, you know, go as deep as you need to go. But you don't have to, you know, limit yourself or keep reliving the past self of you. That's not going to help you to move forward. You know, majority of us were conditioned to live a certain way that does not resonate with our souls. You know what I'm saying? So move to the things that make you happy. Groove to your own rhythm. You know what I'm saying? I bounce to the beat of my own drum. Okay. I got that from Vivo. Anyway, shout out to my kids for real, because they really love that movie. Some of you were meant to be different, and it's okay to go against the grain, guys. It really is. You don't have to fit in. Like, who said you had to fit in? Like, what is the norm? Like, I love when people use the W word, weird. You're so weird. Or they say the C word, which I find a very huge cuss word in my book, but they call me crazy. No, I'm just not living up with the Joneses. I like to do things in possibly an old-fashioned way. Still pretty modern. I'm still pretty up to date. But at the end of the day, I know what resonates with my soul. And just because it's normal to you, because it's a trend, does not mean that I'm trending. Okay? What is, I don't know if anybody knows who Joanne the Scammer is, but when he says, I am a legend. Anyways, you know, I'm truly, honestly original, and I don't need to be looked at or get some sort of validation for it to be a forward movement. No, the forward movement is for me to release things that make me feel stuck. And if I gotta keep living up with the Joneses, I gotta be on time with the, like, dude, who am I trying to impress right now? I feel like impressing you and people pleasing you would take away from me doing what I need to do for me, which is to move forward, not to stay stuck in the matrix. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, I kind of went off topic, but it still falls in line with the same thing. But, you know, it's okay, truly, honestly, to go against the grain. You know, it's okay to use your creativity. You know, you could rewrite your story any day, but put in that work, though.
you know, mentally. Stay focused on your mission because you're here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't release these things or take the time to value the lessons that are being taught to you by the universe, or from your own experiences of life, then dude, you're wasting a lot of energy and a lot of time, and you can switch that around any day and put more of your focus into pushing forward, moving forward, evolving self, you know, going so deep within that you're picking up on ancient knowledge. You're picking up on certain type of things that, you know, you never thought you would come across in your life, but it is for the betterment. It is for the highest good of self. Yeah. Anyways, remain in high faith and be still, guys. You know? Okay, so I got this thing right now that I just want to try out. So we'll see how it works out.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, testimony time. So listen, guys, when I was younger, I self-sabotaged a lot. I was very overly sensitive. I was not balanced emotionally and mentally. It came to a point where it was hard to move forward. I locked myself in this mental prison, taking on my own burdens and other people's burdens by choice. I became emotionally exhausted, guys, and I wore many masks, though. Like, I didn't really want to let go of certain things either. So maybe I didn't realize until my late 20s that I wasted a lot of energy on things, or just, yeah, a lot of time for real thinking about certain things like that served me no purpose anymore. You know, it was blocking me in my mind. I had an epiphany. This one day, but anyways, I was truly, honestly off my rocker. Okay. Because I was imbalanced and I was far from alignment, within my chakras. I was far from, you know, my path. I was kind of like in a place of just like darkness. And then I was all over the place within my heart. Like, I kept holding on. I kept going back and forth because, you know, do I do this or do I do that? I mean, would it be selfish for me to like back off, or, you know, I should still be there for people because, you know, it's the right thing to do. But in all honesty, like, the right thing to do was to love and nurture myself for real and go along with my first instinct. And it's so crazy because even after, well, I can say that now because I've learned that already, but even after it was over, I still held on. Like, and my thing to you guys is that, you know, don't hold on to it. You know, reflect on whatever the issue is, whatever the situation is, whatever the relationship is, whatever your experience possibly can be. If it is a negative experience, please do not hold on to it. You know, keep moving forward. You can do so much better without that. You deserve so much better in your life. You know what I'm saying? But the lesson of episode number 4 is just let it go. Let it go. That's how you move forward. Let it go. Give it up to God. He has assigned a whole group of angels to you, and they understand the assignment. You guys need to keep moving forward. Drop that old skin at the door and walk through. You guys can freaking do it, okay? I know, because I didn't think I could. But, you know, I'm here. And I'm proud to be here. I'm proud to be, you know, alive, dude. I'm just glad that seriously, out of all this time of living on this planet, I am very glad that I'm grateful for my lessons, because they're so enlightening when you really look back, you know, and instead of you looking back like, man, I wish that would have never happened to me or whatever happened, you know, look at the accomplishments though. You know what I'm saying? Look at how far you really came, and why wouldn't you keep pushing forward, you know, keep going, guys. But anyways, and then this is like a top dog, like this is it. This is like my punchline for the whole episode. Okay. But just let the universe take out the trash for you. Okay. Keep moving forward triumphantly. Like if you lost a job and you hated that job, it's okay. Keep moving forward. You're going to find something that's 10 times better than that job. Maybe you were there for a certain amount of time. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? You were supposed to meet certain people. Everything is happening the way that it's supposed to happen. Just let it go. Let it go. All it takes is just for you to get out of your own way, guys. Okay. Like I said, let the universe take out the trash for you. But anyways, it's no need to reflect like obsessively. Okay. You spent enough time doing that. Okay. Now it's time to go through your transformation and follow the unknown. Yes, you may be scared. I mean, shit, I was scared. Okay. I was scared. But even with that, I overcame my fears and I said, you know what? We're going to put our big girl boots on. And we're going to walk. And we're going to walk. And we're probably going to tussle with some things and maybe, you know, have a couple little challenges, little small little obstacles, because I see the bigger picture. You know? So you can do it too. You can see the bigger picture. You can overcome this fear of succeeding, of being the best version of yourself. So, you know, keep going, guys. Like, it's times where you may get down on yourself. Like, dude, I don't even think that I can make it. I'm going to need you to have several seats. And I'm going to need you to uplift yourself a lot more than that. Because you definitely can make it. And then, you know, it is kind of rough going through the unknown. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, just enjoy the new beginning. You know, this is like all new to you. It will be the shock of new to you. Just have faith in the process, guys. And, you know, you will go through a drastic change. Like a lot of people around you are going to be like, excuse me, hello. I'm still over here. And your response should be, and I am that way. You know what I'm saying? Just remember why you're here. Your mission is to do the things of the highest good within self. Okay, so shine your light, guys. Keep freaking moving forward, okay? Understand, like I said, all of this change, though, it will be for the highest good. And now you get a chance to build your relationship with the divine creator, your higher self, and your guides assigned to you. Well, anyways, I just wanted to pop in just for a little bit and just share my episode, my fourth episode of Forward Movement. That's it for today, guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday. It's Self-Care Sunday, so do something really nice for yourself. Much love and light on your journey. And free yourselves within. Be amazing and true to yourself. Thanks for taking the time for tuning in to the Loving Spirit Experience. This is Eureka, aka the Loving Spirit. Have a great weekend, guys. Also, an ending message. I just want to say, guys, just stay passionate within yourselves. Be fearless, okay? When it comes down to your creativity, to your new ideas, be amazing in your warrior energy. Stand strong, guys. You guys are going to be able to make it. Just walk through those doors. Don't look back. And remain calm. It's going to be okay. Everything is going to work out in your favor. Have a great day.
And also, I am so sorry if the sound sounds funny. Excuse me for all of that madness, but at the end of the day, though, have a great day, guys. Dance it out, dance it out, dance it out. I'm still gonna post this podcast. I'm still gonna post this podcast 'cause it was a good message.